Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we've used Instagram to grow our small businesses and form a social community. Learn how we created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with brands. Whether you want to take your business or social media to the next level, or are just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Dom from M Inspired Living, and joining me are Vic from The Stump Shop and Mark from Remarkable Woodworks. We hope you enjoy today's episode and tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast.
Welcome back. I'll give you $100 if you tell me who sings that.
You don't even know where that song is from. Don't even.
It's not Mace? Welcome back. Isn't that his song?
I always knew you're an idiot, but now you're like confirmed. You're a super idiot.
A super idiot. I'll take it, man. That's actually a compliment. Please. But welcome back. Dom will eventually tell us where the original song comes from. It's another episode, and sadly, it's another episode without our tertiary partner. Does that make sense? Our third partner?
Man, I got to go get my dictionary now. This guy goes from telling me that Mace made this song to using like a word that I need to have 150 IQ to understand what he's talking about.
Our partner in this triumvirate is missing again. Mark, we miss you. We love you. But it is Dom from M Inspired Living and Vic from The Stump Shop. Today, we're back and we're going to talk about something that's pissing us all off, but some people just love it and adapt. But first, thanks, Jeremiah. That was awesome. Right before Dom and I are recording this, we chatted with one of our near the top level, I think, patrons. So we just had a little group chat with him, and that was awesome, man. It went well, and Jeremiah seems like a good dude over at Jenkins Stumps with the at symbol before it. Is that how you say people's handles? At Jenkins Stumps. Right? I don't know. Anyways, let's move along. What do you want to talk about?
You keep going back and forth tonight, from moron to genius, back to moron again.
By the end of it, I'm going to be asking you what 3 + 7 is, and at the same time, telling you equations you've never heard of. Stay tuned to become smarter, dumber.
That was a good chat with Jeremiah. I like that.
Yeah. That was fun. If you want to chat with us or join the group chat, patreon.com/forthegrampodcast. And basically, Patreon is a way to support us. You guys are our sponsors when we don't have sponsors, basically, when we haven't reached out or brands haven't reached out that want to sponsor the show. We rely on our patrons to keep us going. And once again, we said this last time, but that group chat is full of juicy nuggets of info, man. It's an awesome chat to be part of. If you join at one of the top levels, you can chat with Dom and I and Mark. And it's not like that's anything special, but for us it is, because usually, like, who do we chat with? I can't just randomly call someone. So I'm going to chat with one of our patrons, right? Let's move along. You know, that's enough chat from me. Dom, what are we chatting about?
We're chatting about all the changes that Instagram's been making lately. Look how serious I am when I say that, too. I'm so angry about it.
Your tone changed, the volume went down. You know what?
Before we get into that, though, I just want to say something about the patrons. We should make one of the things that if you become a patron, you get like a private whistling lesson with Mark.
No, don't do that, man. More, maybe a singing lesson. People will sign up more for the singing lesson. Maybe
you can choose whistling or singing. It's your choice. Anyway.
We should actually ask our patrons to send us in clippets of them singing the mailbag song, and then every episode we drop a different one.
We have a different singer. That's great. Yeah. Mark would be so sad, though, that he wouldn't be able to sing it.
I think Mark's, he probably would be. But anyways, moving right along.
Yeah, so as I was saying, Instagram's made a lot of, not huge changes, but a lot of small changes lately that affect what we do.
Yeah, I'd say. I actually just got one of them in the last, I think it was 2 days ago, where, and the reason I found out was I've read about it, I heard about it, but the videos how they're all merged now.
Yeah.
And how I found out about that was I clicked on my videos. No, sorry. I clicked on my insights button. And right away, one of those messages came up on the screen that said, your video insights have changed. And then with a little explanation as to how it changed or where to go to read them now. Yeah. So then I'm like, what do you mean? So I go out to my main feed, and in the little bar under your bio, I don't have IGTV anymore. It's gone, and it's been replaced with basically a play button, right? Like the triangle. Yeah. And that's where all your videos live now. So Dom, has yours gone through that change? What does it mean? Like, is IGTV no longer a thing?
Yeah, no, it's no longer a thing. It's just now there's videos. There's no more IG. I think it's pretty safe to say that IGTV was a failure for them.
Oh, right? Yeah. Was it a failure? Yeah, I think they were trying to become that YouTube, right?
Yeah. Yeah. From right off the bat, you had to post your stuff in portrait and you couldn't do it in landscape. And I think a lot of people.
It was not searchable. That's the main problem.
I think they just cut their losses and said, you know what, this didn't become what we hoped it was going to become. And it's just all going to be videos now. But even when we talk about videos, really, is there a point to making videos anymore? Like with how much they're pushing reels, unless it's a long video that would have been an IGTV, like if you're making a 9-minute staining video like you do.
Yes, you haven't mentioned that in a while.
I know. Mark would be so mad if he was here.
Yeah. Actually, hang on. Where does that video live now? If IGTV doesn't exist,
that's in your videos. Yeah,
you got that triangle. Videos,
yeah, and it'll be in there. But unless it's a long video, like if you're making something that's under a minute long, wouldn't you post it as a reel based on how much Instagram is pushing reels? Like, what benefit is there to posting it just as a regular video?
That's a good question. And when I clicked on that triangle button on my feed, to first time ever see what is in there, the latest post for me was my live, because at that time I posted that to IGTV, and before that it was our workbench video, how we rebuilt my workbench. Both of those seem to me like those were a long time ago. And so to answer your question, what is the point of posting videos? And I don't seem to do it anymore because my last one was, you know, like 2-3 weeks ago, because everything's now either reels or a static post, like a video, like a photo.
Yeah, because if you have something that you think is good and that will be popular, wouldn't you want to try to use it as a reel and take advantage of Instagram pushing reels? Like, I don't know. To me, I haven't posted a regular, just a video post. I don't remember the last time. It's been months. Any video, I try to keep it to that length and post it as a reel.
The only reason I posted videos over reels was when I was really interested in the insights, because reels still doesn't tell you follows, right? So I used to post certain videos and then really check the insights.
Yeah.
And reels is now getting way better. Like, there's a lot more insights available.
Yeah.
But follows is still not one of them. And that's something to consider if you're really interested in seeing
which
posts translate to follows.
To be honest, it's stupid, because why?
I know.
You know that they have the information. You know that if they want to give it to you, they can. So, I mean, what's the point of not?
Yeah. Let me draw this quick tip, which you apparently didn't know earlier in the week or just a few days ago, was, speaking of reels, you want your reels to go viral. And the big difference between reels and regular video posts is the availability of licensed music that you're allowed to use. You can't post a video, like a regular video post, what used to be called IGTV or even a short form video, and put music on it. You could import it with your music already attached to it, but there's no availability of all those commercially licensed songs. Reels is huge for that. And let me give you a tip here. press the reels. Go to your phone, Dom, for a second. This episode is going to be a little bit different because we're going to be going back and forth to our phones because we're checking these things live as we're talking. So if someone's listening, go to your main page. And at the bottom in the middle, you'll see the reels button, right? It's like the little cut board with the play button. Press that. And your first video that appears in the bottom left corner, is there an arrow facing up?
No.
Okay, so then scroll to the next video.
Now this one has a little arrow, yeah.
Okay, so if people are following along, the reason I'm saying that is scroll your reels, and as soon as you see a song with an arrow, click on that original audio or whatever the name of that song is. Sorry, click on that song and save audio. If you, in fact, like that song or you think it'll work with one of your... What that arrow means is that song is on an upward trend and currently it's trending. If you can find one with under 30 to 50,000 reels, because when you click on it, it'll tell you how many people have used it, that means it's just starting to get huge. Hop on that trend. Hop on that audio. Personally, I can't do like the voice ones where it's like a voiceover and then people make a video that matches it. I think they're awesome, but I look for songs that are viral and then I steal those. And so far, I mean, the few times I've done that, those reels have definitely done way better than
other ones.
Dude, the deck, that's why I used Breathe, I think, by... Who sings that? Bruce Springsteen or whatever his name is.
Just keep going. Just
Bruce
keep
Lee going or one of those.
Before I get mad at you.
I used one of those songs simply because it had the arrow and it was trending. Almost at 12 million views. Like that thing is just, it won't stop, you know? So
see, the problem I have is that I don't like any of those songs that have the arrow.
So go until you find one, whether you like it or not, it will fit with your video.
Yeah, but
don't do the voice ones because that's silly. But just keep scrolling until you find the 12 to 15 second song. You don't have to love it. The algorithm has to love it, right?
Yeah, I guess. I like to use songs that I personally like.
You're banned from using that last tip I just talked about. You're not allowed to use viral songs. If you ever see an arrow beside Dom's songs, report him. What else? What else is changing on IG that's either pissing you off or you think pretty good?
You know what's pissing me off? And I think it's pretty good, but it's pissing me off. What? You can now get paid for your reels views. Which is fantastic. Yes. It's about time that Instagram, you know, did something like, you know, like the TikTok has the creators fund and YouTube has been paying their content creators for years now. So it's about time Instagram did this. But it's not available to us yet in Canada.
I know. The question I had was, is it just not available in Canada yet or to certain accounts?
No, there's a limited number of countries. Well, I don't know how it works with it because I was reading up on it. It's available in like 7 or 8 countries only so far, like in the US and the UK and I think Italy, Germany. There's like 7, 8 countries that it's available in so far. And it just says there that they'll continue rolling out in other countries as they go.
Right.
But then within those countries, I don't know how they... if it's now available to everybody or if they're still kind of releasing it a bit, because I still don't have 1 minute reels.
Oh, you don't have that. Yeah.
I can still only do up to 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's just, I come to that conclusion when years ago, when I, especially because of you and Mark and our Made in Ontario group chat that was very active for a while there. Yeah. Anytime something in that group chat or between us came up and I went to my Instagram and I didn't have it yet, whether it was when music became available or even when stories started, remember, not everyone had it at the same time. I always fucking lost my mind. I was deleting the apps to upload the newest one, resetting my phone. shutting down Instagram, opening it back up, thinking it was me. One thing I've come to realize is Instagram rolls out stuff so sporadically to different accounts. Like,
yeah,
Dom, I've had 60-second reels for months.
Yeah, no,
Dom,
I know.
Doesn't have it. People have had music. Some people don't have music. Like, it's just like it's not anything you can control, basically.
Music. I was like, literally, it was a yeah. year that the from when the first people started getting it to when I got it.
Mm. Yeah. Speaking of music, I used Run DMC in one of my stories today because of you.
Because of me? Because I told you that you're not in Run yeah. DMC?
You wouldn't have bought those shoes for $59?
No, because I'm not in Run DMC. I'm not tricky.
Yeah, those are awesome shoes, man. And did you see Nick's video about the water he poured on his shoes?
Yeah.
Nick sprayed his shoes in that Never Wet or whatever. And I was like, fuck, I got to spray my shoes. But anyways, we digress here. Let me ask you something about Instagram. Do you use it? Do you even know about it? Catalogs.
I know about it. I don't use it. I don't know that I ever will.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of people use. I've seen a few people use it, and I think depending on what your account is and what you do, it could be valuable. But I think for a lot of accounts, it just doesn't make sense.
So let me say this then. I agreed, past tense, with you about catalogs until I decided, the way to grow on Instagram, use all the features, try out everything, go live, use every new thing that they come up with. So I figured, you know what? I'm going to make a couple catalogs. So if you go on my page and check my catalogs, I've only done two of them. I'm not going to lie to you, Dom, I love it. And I'll tell you why. If in your feed, your posts, your videos, your pictures, you document the process of certain things, except it's so drawn out on your feed, it's amongst other stuff. Yeah. That catalog gives you the opportunity to take every post from a certain project or whatever it is and put it in one area and write about it, each one. It's almost like it lets you create a blog.
Yeah, and that's what I mean when I say that for some accounts, it can be useful, right? If you have that sort of a blogger style account, yeah, for sure.
Or if you're ever working on a big project, like my next catalog is going to be the garage floors, because my garage entailed like 6-7 different posts, right? Like a couple reels, a couple still photos, and they're all spread out through my feed, because in between each of those posts, I'm still dropping my regular daily post. But now catalogs gives you an area where you can put it all in one, title it, pick a title photo, and then it kind of walks the viewer through that one project. You add whatever post you want. And that's just one area of catalogs. You can also do one for places. There's ones based off geography where, like, let's say my hometown is Newmarket. I could create a catalog of Newmarket. Yeah. Like, that's not what I would do, but if you're like a traveling account or something, that would be so sick, right? Like my hometown, where to eat, where to, you know, go out or whatever. Like, so I could see catalogs being a thing, but that's just one of the changes on.
You need to basically go in there and add what you want to it though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So really basically a catalog is just like having a story highlight. You know how you can have the highlight reels on your page from your stories?
Yep.
It's basically that, but for posts.
But for posts. Exactly. That's right? Exactly what it is. And you don't have to use your own posts. You can create a catalog. And I know I wouldn't do this, but a lot of people, it's basically a Pinterest. So, you know, when you save posts for whatever reason, whether you want to refer back to it or you just thought it was cool.
Yeah.
You save a post, you can create a catalog of saved posts and title it my favorite epoxy tables or whatever. And like, posts.
Yeah. So that's, like basically like they want to be Pinterest.
That's basically what that is. That's exactly what it is. Yeah. So you can kind of create catalogs, but that's, you know what? I'm actually curious for our listeners now that I know people actually answer our call to actions on this episode. Someone out there listening, message us, email us about catalogs on IG. I'm super curious to know if anyone uses them, because like Tom said, I don't think a lot of people do, but if there's anyone else out there that thinks they're valuable like I do, holler at us. We'll chat about you in the next episode.
You know what? I honestly think that a lot of people don't even realize that they exist, that that's an option, because Instagram kind of introduced them without really making a big deal about it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like a lot of the other things they introduced, it, they make a big deal about it and they make sure that this kind of just quietly got added.
Yeah. Which is unusual. It's a big feature that, you're right, is very, they slid it in there, right? Same thing with the shop where you can like add stuff to your screen where if someone likes Dom's jacket, they can click on his jacket and like the price tag appears and all that stuff. I think it was Instagram went through this change where they integrated a lot of stuff overnight and it just overwhelmed people and they never really broke it down and talked about each thing, right?
Don't get me started on the shop thing. Like that recently. So Instagram, I had started to set up like a shop and then I just never finished with it because
on IG?
On IG, right? Yeah. I had started the process and then I just left it because I said, you know what, this is not really, I don't need it. It doesn't work for what I want to achieve from Instagram. So I just left it alone. But I don't know, a couple months ago, they started messaging saying that, you know, they have to update their policies and stuff and you need to update some information to keep your shop active. I was like, okay, my shop's not active as it is, so I don't care.
Okay.
So the deadline passed, so my shop is whatever I had set up is gone. But I literally get messages from them like 2 times a day now saying, hey, reactivate your shop.
And you can't mute that or take you off a list or something?
No way to like say, stop messaging me this. Wow. Right, because they want you to keep using those features.
What is it though? Like, so if I click on a charcuterie board in your picture, it's the price from your website.
Well, and it'll like link you and take you to make that purchase, right? Back to my website. Hmm. But the thing is, it's you have to set up, and it's good if you have items that you sell over and over again because you set it up once.
Yeah.
And then it keeps linking to that item. But say for me, for example, I make 30 charcuterie boards. They're all different.
What a pain in the ass. Yeah.
Every time I have to reset up everything. No. No thanks. I have the link in my, if somebody really wants to buy something, they'll go in my bio and click the link there and go to the website and search.
Do you think you're going to get swarmed in the next few months for Christmas or? It seems like all these things in 2021 are blowing up like Halloween, because last year everyone was locked down and Christmas, I think, is going to be massive if everyone's able to get together with people. Like, what do you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I you know what? I don't do a lot of wholesale stuff. I have a handful of places that I do it for, and they're already like going crazy. Like they're already keeping me super busy because.
Really?
Yeah, like I made a bunch for one place. I just dropped off like a couple of weeks ago. And the guy actually called me tonight when I was on the way to pick up my son at school to say I already need to order more. Yeah, so.
What is this? Are his customers eating the boards? Like, what are they doing with these?
Apparently, there's like 800 million shipping containers all over the ocean that have nowhere to go. So then there's going to be shortages of everything. So,
yeah.
Who knows?
Someone told me today. So I have a Dodge Ram, or I don't even think it's called a Dodge anymore. I have a Ram truck, 2 years old now, and two separate people that don't know each other in separate conversations on different days told me they think I can sell my truck for the same price as when I bought it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, there's a shortage of everything everywhere. And I'm just like, that's insane. Like, but then I can't buy a truck now because those are on shortage. So I wouldn't sell mine, but that's insane. Two people told me that. And Vicky, my wife, told me she heard that same thing somewhere. What's going on, man? Like, are there shortages of charcuterie boards too? Can you get like $4,000 for a board right now?
I wish. Can you imagine?
Capitalize on everyone else's shortages. But speaking of locations and restaurants and cities, this and that, do you in your Explore page on Instagram, Explore page for all of you following along, once again, pick up your phone, go to the Explore page, which is the magnifying glass at the bottom.
This is a very interactive episode.
Yeah, man. This is a
hands on.
If you don't have a phone listening, if you're driving, listening to this.
Next week, prepare now. Next week, when you come to listen to the podcast, bring your chainsaw. Yeah. Vic's going to walk you through how to operate your chainsaw live on the show.
A couple of chisels and we're laughing, right? But tell me this, Dom. Are you following along?
Yeah,
are you in the Explore feed?
Yeah.
Do you have anywhere in the upper right corner, upper left corner, a map?
No.
See? I don't have it either. That's why I was hoping you did. But no. I heard somewhere that which is going to be cool. I can't wait to use this feature. In the Explore page, there's going to be a map. So you can search, you can explore basically based off an area or a city or a place, which so I
like
think
based off of how you can say put the location in your post. Exactly. Right. So now it becomes more valuable because 99% of the time I don't put a location in on my post.
But hold on though. Let me see something here. Search my hometown, Newmarket. Oh, so just their handle pops up. I don't have the option to. You know what I mean? If anyone has tagged Newmarket,
yeah.
I don't have that. But if someone somewhere tagged it at one point, can I not click on that? Yeah, and then it'll show me.
Yeah, then you can. Yeah, okay. But there's no way to actually search it right now.
Oh, and then that pulls up a map. Okay. Yeah, okay. So basically, I can get that, but with like four extra steps.
Yeah, it's not there in front of you.
It's not.
Yeah, because I just have at the top of that Explore page. I'm sure you have it too. Like I have suggestions of right based on like my activity. Like I've got wood design, woodworking projects, cheese board, childhood memories. I guess I look at a lot of 80s. I look at a lot of 80s stuff.
What the hell?
That's why that's in there.
I have wood design, DIY crafts, pallet wood. Why do I have pallet wood? I think it's because you mentioned that on the last podcast. I have home decor.
Yeah.
I tag home decor all the time with my stumps. And those actually, you can go into your settings and change those, eh? Like what you want them to show you and pick preferences and stuff. You can mess around with IG, all that. So that's just something I wanted to ask about the map button. If anyone else has the map button, once again, messages, holler at us. I'm interested to see everyone's different IG pages.
Hey, also another, it's a small change, but I'm curious what you think about it because I don't know if I like it. I think I don't want hate is a strong word. I don't know if I hate it, but I don't know if I like it. The swipe up is gone. Right. I'm sure everybody knows
button.
That by now. The swipe up's gone. So now it's like the link button. So you push on the button. I don't know if I like it. Also, I think that's available to anyone now. I think that, you know, having to have 10,000 followers, I don't think that applies anymore.
Really?
I think it
still does.
No, I think you
Let's
have
try
that
it on the For the Gram page what. Right now.
Yeah, go do
there
it.
There you go. This is interactive. So while I'm doing this on my phone, I'll give you a secret about that how a website becomes a link now, because a lot of times that website is ugly. Does that make sense? Like it'll be like Linktree dot this and that, or it'll be Amazon.com/. You could put a GIF over it. Put like a click here, or put a tap here GIF and put it over the link.
Oh yeah, so and it'll still work.
Yeah, it'll still work. I tested it. So
that's a good idea.
Just to hide the ugly. Yeah, so you could be like tap here with like a finger. And like a present or some or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because I know you're sometimes like the link, the writing that it gives you, it's like fuck, I would never I'm not clicking on that.
Yeah. It looks like some Chinese or Russian website. I'm gonna lose half my phone. Fuck that. So no, to answer your question, Dom, in the For the Gram page, because we only have like a couple, maybe 1,500 followers, there's no link option.
Really? I thought I remember hearing somebody say that they were able to do it and they didn't have 10,000 followers.
There's no link option. There's the support small business GIF, which if you click on that, it gives you the option to add. It's basically like a mention or a tag GIF, but you're supposed to put a small business in there and then it pulls up 3 or 4 photos from that person's page automatically and post that, which I think is really cool. Like, that's a great feature, right? It saves you from having to.
That's another question I've always had. You know, if you use that, for example, how does Instagram decide what photos?
Oh, they just randomly pick. They
pull up.
Like they randomly pick.
Or like if you'll try to, sometimes I'll find, like I'll send you guys, if I find a cool account that I think you guys will like, and in our chat, I'll send you and I'll say, hey, check out this account. Yeah. But the picture, you would think that what they would send would be the most recent posts, like the top 6 or top 9.
Oh, they don't?
No, it's like super random. Oh,
I didn't know that. I thought it's just like the top 8 or 9 or whatever that
show. Yeah, no, it's not. That's what you would think, but it's not. It's so random, and like sometimes and it goes back again to keeping your feed consistent and not having, you know, a picture of yourself barbecuing in there. So because could show up as well, and it just throws people off, right? Doesn't represent what your feed's about.
You know what? It's funny you mentioned our feed and how you look and shit. So years ago, when I was a daily poster, like I'm talking every day, Dom and I were religious for the 8 a.m. post. And I would never, I'd be so scared of posting a picture of myself in the picture. I always knew it would instantly lose a bunch of followers. I was very stump-based, this and that. And then over the years, I just forgot that. Or I started posting pictures of me doing all types of stuff. And then recently, before my viral video, it was bad. Like, I would post something with me in it and lose like 200 followers that day, right? And I stopped putting two and two together until I started putting two and two together. Does that make sense? Where I couldn't figure out why I was losing and why people hated me. And then I started going back in time, like 2-3 years, where I was like, wait a minute. People are sick of me. They don't give a shit about Vic. They want to see the stump. And then I started doing that more and more. And I don't know if it helped or not, but
I think it's I know what you're saying, because I try to do more like product focused posts, but I think it's important to have your face on your page that people don't have to scroll down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I agree.
10 swipes to find your face. Right. I think it has to be there fairly often, so that
I do videos, which my feed is full of, I'm in a lot of those videos, right?
Yeah.
But usually now what I've started doing was, for a while there, like, you know how you can pick the other thing about Instagram is, please focus on your thumbnail. I think it's super important, where you really have to focus on which screenshot you're going to use as your cover page. And that applies to reels, videos, if you still do videos. But now I try to focus more, and I'll even keep a piece in my video while I'm editing, thinking of what the thumbnail is going to be. And I'm really trying to make it not me anymore in it. Like, I'm trying to show a piece of the wood or something cool. And you have to be conscious of that. If you're ever on this, if you're listening to this and thinking of making videos, or you do make videos, you have to start thinking about your thumbnail while you're filming. Because if there's no option after to add a thumbnail as your cover page, which Reels does have, then you're screwed, because you're going to have to pick something out of your video. So,
you know what I think is important too with Reels, if you're not going to add a separate thumbnail, Instagram gives you the option to go and crop what's going to show up.
Yes.
On your regular feed page, because it's smaller, it's the little square, it's not the full size reel. And I think I always go in to make sure, just because you can move it a little bit, because sometimes what would automatically show up is terrible, and people that are just on your page are going to see something that doesn't look appealing, right? So it's like a 5-second little extra piece of work that can make such a huge difference for the look of your page.
Yeah. And this is now, we don't have to, I hope we don't have to mention, even though I will, most people know this, but always post your reels to your homepage, because you have the option still of keeping it just in your reels, but always post it in your homepage. And I didn't know this. I always heard that you should post your reels right away to your stories. And I always thought that was just to send people to your reels. I just heard this the other day where it's crucial to post your reels into your stories because those views count towards your reels views. Did you know that?
No. So if I, whatever, 1,000 people watch your story but don't actually click into the reel, that still counts as a reel view?
That's what I think. My source is Brock Johnson, if that name makes sense, but he has a thing on, he's one of those pages where like how to grow your Instagram, this and that. He had a thing one day where it was like, always post your story, your reels right to your stories because those count as views. So Dom, to answer your question, I don't know if it's whether, whether they click or not.
Yeah.
But he made it sound like it is. So, but either way, even if it isn't, let's say 10% of people that watch your stories actually click.
Yeah.
Now you got a couple hundred people going over to watch your reels. So either way, it's always valuable. And if you cover it a little bit and
how do you
make it more intriguing.
I was just about to ask you, do you usually like do the cover it so that like people can see what's going on? Because I do that sometimes, but I also think it's a little bit annoying.
Okay, so I could not agree with you anymore how fucking annoying that is. But I do it. Yes.
I'll do it if it's a really short reel. I do it because otherwise you see the whole reel in the story.
Exactly.
And then why are they going to go into the reel for if they've just watched the whole thing?
Exactly.
So yeah. I'll do it in those cases.
Yeah. Or cover like half the screen or something. Or switch it over, slide it over to the right side of the screen.
Yeah. So only
when people are trying to click to the next. No, when people are trying to click to the next story, they're actually hitting your reel.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So even if it's annoying, at least you're like, fuck, I do that a lot with other people. And at that point, I laugh and I go, all right, you got me. And I'll watch 10 seconds of the reel, right?
Mind you, my stories right now are still doing terrible. Terrible, my stories.
Yeah, like, mine aren't anything to
Stories that I posted this morning, it's like, 12 hours ago now? I think they have like
100.
Yeah, it's like 82 views.
Oh, man. Every brand you work with is going to back off now. I know what you're saying, though, man. Stories is... speaking of stories, I put out one on our For the Gram page earlier today asking for... So my actual post said, Instagram changes. What are some changes you've noticed recently? So when I click into that story bubble, we got quite a few questions here, but for the sake of time, how about we answer, I don't know, maybe two or three of them.
Yeah.
At R.Y. Quinter says, spending less time on IG and more time on TT, which is TikTok. It's not really a question, but I think... But he also has that emoji where he's like, oh, like covering his face, frustrated. Yeah. So what do you think about that? Are you spending more time on TikTok or do you? Or
It's hard. You know, at first I wasn't like TikTok. And we've talked about this before. I just every once in a while I'd throw a video on there and something that I recycled from Instagram. And, you know, if it blew up, it blew up. If it didn't, it didn't. But the more that TikTok continues to grow and becomes more like it's mainstream now. When we started talking about it a couple of years ago, you know, a lot of people were on it, but like now it's mainstream and it's spoken about in the same breath as Instagram. So you kind of have to take it seriously now. Would I spend more time on it? I don't. I still spend more time on Instagram. I know some of our friends do, though. Like, we know a few people that say that they actually do spend more time on TikTok now. Yeah. And they're like, they're huge accounts. They're big accounts on both Instagram and TikTok. And you know, I've noticed, and I think you've noticed too, that a lot of brands now are starting to ask for TikTok.
Oh man. Yes.
Collaboration.
I just did my first Instagram. Ever.
Yeah.
If I just did my first ever paid TikTok video. And for me, it was totally new, right? Like,
yeah.
I also felt like there was no one there watching it. Yeah. I cared less. Hashtag ad gets put right to the front at TikTok. I didn't know that. You can't change that. As soon as you click on spot, like, yes, this is a sponsored post.
Yeah.
It puts it right at the front. That's the only thing I learned. But yeah, you're right, man. To answer R.Y. Quinter's question, no, definitely not spending more time there. But I was always of the opinion you could definitely go lock your name down, get your page up and running. And if you're not doing anything, at least do what Dom and most of I do, and I think Mark too, is just post your Instagram videos on there. And once in a while, I'll even post on TikTok first, because no one fucking sees it. And then I'll come over on IG and post it and stuff. So I just cracked. I think I have 73,000 followers on TikTok. And I appreciate each and every one of them. But I am sadly not as engaged over there as I am on Instagram. Right?
It's not. There's not the same community. And I think that that's a big part of the reason why I don't spend as much time there.
Yeah.
Right now, because I enjoy more interacting with people on Instagram. On TikTok,
well, that's really where we grew up our following, right? Like,
on TikTok, it's I'll throw something on there, a post, and then I'll go back, you know, a day later and see how it's doing and what the sometimes I'll be sometimes I don't reply to every single. Do you reply to every single comment on TikTok?
No, not at all. Especially lately, I put up that the same deck video that blew up on Instagram. I put it on TikTok, where it's also blowing up. I'm not nowhere near 12 million views, but it has like 600,000. And it's just troll city, like even worse than Instagram. But no, to answer your question, on Instagram, I'll go and just be a smartass once in a while with my comments. But I don't give a shit over there, right? Like, that's just me personally. TikTok's is huge, and I don't think it's going anywhere. So get on board. If you're not on TikTok, stop saying it's for teenage girls. It's not. It's, and like Dom said, we can attest to the fact that a lot of brands are now focusing on TikTok versus IG. So to get back to answer your question, no, I don't spend less time on IG because of TikTok, but it's important, I think. So anyways.
Agreed.
Anyways, this is a quick question here. I think it's not really a question, but we can help you. If you've listened this far in this episode, Dom and I, because of our past personal experience, we can help you at finally, I was about to say finally finished, but it's clearly finally finished woodworking. So at finally finished woodworking said, no good music on my business account. I switched back to personal so I can use popular songs. Listen, at finally finished woodworking, my good friend Dom here is going to solve all of your problems. What does he have to do? He or she, sorry. I don't know.
Oh, that was what I had to do. you need to change to creator account. That's it.
Boom. There you go.
And you'll have all the music you have on your personal account.
As soon as you're labeled as a business account, from what I've heard in my research, is that because you're a business making money off Instagram, whether you are or not, they take it like you are. So they will not license you songs to use for business purposes. As soon as you label yourself as creator, or like you said yourself, finally finished woodworking, I go back to my personal account for popular songs. Because they offer them in there.
Yeah, so the licensing is, it's completely, actually, that's one thing. Have you noticed on TikTok, if you do a brand partnership there,
You can't use, there's certain songs you can
they
use
have
only.
They have a specific library.
Yeah, and they all suck.
For paid promote. Yeah. Yeah, there's yeah. A, like you can't use any song. You have to use one of those ones that's okay for partnerships.
That's right. I know. So that was a good something. At Spensley Design Co. said, on my personal account, I'm noticing posts are snapping in my feed instead of a smooth scroll. I know exactly what they're talking about. Are you having that problem?
No, I don't have that.
So when you're scrolling, are all your photos like just fluid?
Yeah.
Like it's flowing. Yeah, no, mine is snaps now. So I don't have any
things with everyone you go to, it's like
they're all snapping their fingers. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That I'd be
only being fed posts where someone's snapping. I can't search woodworking. I can't work.
But, no. I know what you mean. Yeah, they're kind of like clicking over.
They're
like,
choppy. Exactly. Yeah. So to answer Spence Lay, why am I so stupid with names tonight? You should be doing this. Don't you have access to this account?
So hang on. So they're basically like, you know, if you go into the reels and you, so it's basically like that.
No. So it's still on with the same screen flowing, but it pops.
It kind of clicks from each account.
It clicks
the one into place.
So if you used to do the whole, like, you know, doing 30 likes in a minute because you're scrolling, boom, boom, you can't really do that. It almost breaks up your, like, ability to like 1,000 in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that's the reason they did it. I don't know.
Maybe I was about to say, maybe that's why they did it.
Maybe they did it to stop you from just liking everything. But actually, did you know you have the option now to turn on and off whether you see likes or not?
Yeah.
Remember how before they just got rid of likes fully? Now you can or can't see them. Like, you have that option. That's just another change on Instagram. But all right, let's just wrap it up with this last one here. At Trade and John Woodworks.
Mm-hmm. Chris,
for some, he's been around forever, man. So I appreciate your comment. Not really a question, but more just maybe a piece of advice. For some reason, basic photo posts are suddenly getting huge traction for me. I have to, man, before you even say anything dumb, I have to go out on a limb and say I completely agree. I've had a few static photos lately do really well. And remember, we were preaching at one point that Instagram is no longer a photo sharing app.
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that? How are your posts doing? Because you post a lot of photos.
Yeah, I do. I still do post a lot of photos. I always liked photos.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen, I'll have the odd one that does, you know, a lot better than usual, but mine are pretty, it's pretty standard how they do.
So none of them like blow up or anything?
Yeah, I have the odd one blow up here and there. But I can see that because I think that they got a lot of commentary about not being a photo sharing app anymore. And I think they wanted to, well, they did come out and say, no, we are still about photos, but we're also about this now. So, I mean, I can see them pushing some photos just to reinforce that, right?
Yeah, I tried at one point to go straight videos and reels and just straight videos, no posts. And then I just got to that point where not only was it personally burning me out because a video is a lot more work than a single photo, I just went back to what I was talking about earlier where a lot of people really did appreciate those pictures, not ones that I was in, but just pictures of the stump, carousels of from start to finish. And so I did go back to posting a lot more photos. Tomorrow is Thursday, and as a content creator, you're always thinking ahead. I don't have a throwback Thursday. If I can come up with one in the next few hours, that's what I'll post. But if not, it's going to be a picture because I don't have a video ready. So I agree, man. Pictures are still doing their thing, and that's
one.
That, so.
One thing I've never seen from pictures that a lot of people say, you know how they say that a carousel post does better than just a single photo. I've never really seen that. Like my carousels do the same as my single photos.
Yeah, that I, to be honest, I kind of agree with. Like I've had pictures where it's one, like one picture.
Yeah.
And it does the same as like one with 10, but I don't know. The whole point is to try to keep people on the platform longer.
Yeah.
So that's a carousel forces people. Now you're getting, you know, a viewership of 10 seconds versus, you know, one or two. I could see that being valuable, but keep in mind that first picture in a carousel has to want to make the person go to the next one. Yeah. So if your pictures, if content is king, as Jeff Mack said on episode 2, content is king. And if your content sucks, it's not going to attract people to follow you. It's not going to get people to scroll to your next picture. And in the end, photos, videos, I was going to say IGTVs, but photos, videos, reels, it doesn't matter. If your content isn't there, it's just not going to work out, right? So let's wrap it up, man. I really have to use the men's room, and I got to play some Far Cry 6. Do you even know what that is?
I got to go to sleep.
Yeah. That's what... Have a good night, everyone, and thank you for all the questions. Why did I just sing that?
Well, you know what? We didn't sing the mailbag tonight.
Damn it. Do you think Mark will be back by the next one? Like,
I don't know.
How much time does it really take to take care of a kid? Like,
he might not ever come back. He might just decide, you know what? Screw these guys. I love it without them. He might just not come back.
He might. Hey, listen, everyone that's listening, if it was just Dom and I, would you still continue to listen? Because I wouldn't personally, but no, I'm just kidding, man. I think we're doing a good job.
I would listen if it was just me and you weren't here.
Yeah, that would be fucking so exciting. What are you, this guy was singing Italian songs and shit.
We have my accordion.
Yeah, you'd get the accordion and recite old Italian hymns. On that note, sing us out a song, man. Let's sing out a tune.
Sing the song you're everyone. Singing at the beginning.
I don't remember it, man. Which one was it?
It's from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, remember that? By Mace. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
All right.
Are you gonna tell us who sings that before we...
You know what? You're an idiot. I'm out of here. You're an idiot.